This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. North Korea hit back on Thursday at U.S. criticism over its test of a submarine-launched ballistic missile this week, saying it was rightfully exercising its rights for self-defense and that the weapon doesn't specifically target the United States. The comments by an unidentified spokesperson of the North's foreign ministry come as the U.N. Security Council was set to hold an emergency closed-door meeting over the launch at the request of the United States and Britain. Just days ago, the North launched a new ballistic missile from a submarine in its first test of such weaponry in 2 years, marking the most significant demonstration of its military might since U.S. President Joe Biden took office. Washington condemned the launch, which underscored how the North continues to expand its military capabilities amid a freeze in nuclear diplomacy, and called for Pyongyang to, quote, engage in sustained and substantive dialogue. In comments published by Pyongyang's official Korean Central News Agency, the North Korean spokesperson said its recent test posed no immediate threat to neighboring countries, and there was no need for Washington to agonize over a weapon that doesn't specifically target the United States. Nuclear negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang have stalled for more than 2 years over disagreements in exchanging the release of crippling U.S.-led sanctions against North Korea and the North's denuclearization steps. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized booster doses of the COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and said Americans can choose a different shot than their original as a booster. That'll pave the way for more millions more people in